The energy trading industry is reacting to the collapse of Enron. More than a dozen firms are competing for the business Enron lost when its massive trading operation virtually shut down last month. They're also trying to avoid making the same mistakes that led to the largest bankruptcy in American history. NPR's Adam Huckberg reports.
Enron controlled more than 25% of the energy trading industry, serving as a middleman between companies that produce power and companies that buy it. It's an esoteric business, and despite Enron's failure, still a potentially lucrative one. More than $6 billion in electricity and natural gas contracts are sold each day, and Enron's competitors now are trying to attract the firm's old customers. Admirant Corporation, an Atlanta energy trader, Chief Financial Officer Mike Smith says trading volume has increased about 15% since mid-November.
We were picking up the business that was walking away from Enron and looking for somebody else to step in and absorb that business that was left with the Enron meltdown.
Smith is quick to point out that while Mirant and Enron are both energy traders, they have little in common. In particular, he and other industry leaders stress that most trading firms don't rely on the creative accounting practices that have made Enron the target of federal investigators.
Enron was doing things in a devious and misleading manner in terms of over-levering the company while trying to hide that leverage. And I would say, speaking for Mirant and most of the other companies, were being a little bit unfairly tagged because of the Enron thing.
Analysts agree most energy traders are healthier than Enron because the companies generally use more conservative accounting methods and stronger business models. Mirant, Reliant, Dynegy, and other industry leaders own more hard assets like power plants and pipelines. And University of North Texas economist Bernard Weinstein says most firms avoid the risky ventures that contributed to Enron's losses, like trading in water rights and computer broadband.
Companies like Calpine, Reliant, Dynegy have been more careful in their pace of expansion. And that maybe really led to Enron's debacle. They just expanded too fast, too far, trying to accomplish more than they could handle in a short period of time.
Wall Street has shunned much of the energy trading sector because of Enron's troubles. Since mid-November, Mirant's stock has fallen 46% and its credit has been downgraded. Dynegy, which backed out of a merger with Enron, saw its shares drop 43%. University of Texas finance professor Ehud Ron says many investors remain skeptical about the industry's future.
There's questions about whether some of the accounting issues that arose with Enron may be present at other companies. And so they need to assure investors that indeed their balance sheet is sound and that they are a viable ongoing commercial industry.
Professor Ron says the energy trading industry did gain some credibility with investors by the way it reacted in the days after Enron's collapse. Trading firms had little trouble meeting the needs of Enron's customers, and even with all the turmoil, energy prices remained stable and electricity kept flowing. Adam Huckberg, NPR News.